11.2 The Three Stages of Litigation. Each stage of litigation includes specific activities as follows. The pretrial stage. The pretrial stage of litigation is the most crucial for both the paralegal and the client. 95% of cases never get to trial. The success or failure of a case usually hinges on the work performed during the pretrial stage. Even those cases that go to trial are often decided on work that was done during the pretrial stage. The pretrial stage lasts until the opening statements in the trial. Tasks include client interview. Many attorneys assign paralegals to conduct or at least attend the first consultation along with the attorney. Practice your note-taking skills, since the information gathered during this interview may guide the initial representative process. Draft pleadings. Paralegals often create documents, such as complaints, answers, and counterclaims. These documents are created for the attorney's signature under his or her supervision. Interview witnesses. A paralegal may be asked to interview individuals who may have information relevant to the matter being litigated. Draft discovery. Discovery is the pretrial process of obtaining documents and information from the opposing party. A paralegal is usually deeply involved in the preparation of such documents. The attorney should review the requests before sending them to the opposing party. Answer discovery. When the opposing party sends discovery, the paralegal often works with the client to provide responses. The attorney should review all work before sending it back to the opposing counsel. Investigation. Discovery generally involves obtaining information from the other party. Obtaining relevant facts and information from other sources involves law office investigation. Draft memoranda. After conducting research, a paralegal may create an interoffice memorandum that informs the attorney of how cases and statutes apply to the matter being litigated. Set hearing dates. A paralegal may need to contact the court to set a date for a hearing, during which the court can rule on motions filed by either of the parties. A hearing differs from a trial because a hearing deals with a specific step of litigation, such as a motion to suppress evidence. Set trial dates. A paralegal is often the person who contacts the court and other parties involved in the litigation to set a date for trial. The most frustrating part of setting dates may be finding a day that is clear on the calendars of the court and all parties. Draft motions. Paralegals often create motions for the attorney. A motion asks the court to rule on a procedural matter and is often accompanied by a brief, sometimes called a memorandum of law. The motion makes the request, while the brief or memo presents a legal argument citing authority to attempt to convince the court to rule in the party's favor. Draft trial brief. A trial brief argues a legal point to the court. It usually attempts to convince the court to rule in favor of a motion that has been filed with the brief. Correspondence. A paralegal often writes letters to the client, witnesses, and even to opposing counsel. Such correspondence should only be created under the direction of your supervising attorney. Obtain records. Paralegals may gather relevant documents from companies and agencies. These can include such items as hospital records, criminal records, and employment records. Get into the habit of having a client sign several general as well as specific release forms at the start of litigation authorizing your firm to obtain records on his or her behalf. Trial notebook preparation. A paralegal may collect and organize all the pleadings, discovery requests, discovery responses, exhibits, witness lists, witness questions, and other material that an attorney may need to access at trial. This collection is called a trial notebook. A notebook may also be prepared for a hearing and is called a hearing notebook. Arrange for process. processes the summons and complaint. A paralegal may arrange for a non-interested party, usually a process server or county sheriff, to serve the documents on the defendant. This constitutes service of process. Set deposition. Setting a deposition means contacting the witness who is to be deposed, arranging a time for the deposition, and giving notice to all parties when and where the deposition will take place. This is accomplished by sending out a notice of deposition. All parties have the right to attend and ask questions at a deposition. Draft deposition questions. While a paralegal is not authorized to ask questions at a deposition, it is not uncommon for a paralegal to draft deposition questions for the attorney's use. Start preparing such questions with the information you have from any previous interviews conducted with the witness. In addition to researching form books in the law library for discovery questions, you can modify interrogatory questions and make them deposition questions. Legal research. Legal research is the act of finding law relevant to the matter being litigated or locating materials that will assist the attorney in preparing for trial. Digest depositions. Depositions can be hundreds of pages long. A paralegal may summarize each page to make the relevant information easier to access. File maintenance. A paralegal should keep the client file very organized. Good organization will be noticed and appreciated by the attorney. A paralegal should form the habit of spending 20 minutes each day organizing files that were accessed earlier in the day. Also, get in the habit of replacing any documents removed from the file as soon as possible. Data retrieval. Data retrieval is closely related to file management. Whether documents are in the file, separate folders, or elsewhere, they need to be easily accessed. Expert bona fides. Expert bona fides means proof of a witness's expertise. If an expert witness is called to testify at trial, the requesting attorney may want the paralegal to obtain the expert's resume and curriculum vitae, a listing of any honors or publications associated with the expert. Arrange subpoenas. A witness called at trial for a deposition should be subpoenaed. Include a check to cover witness fee payments and mileage compensations. Witness fees change from county to county. Check your local court rules for witness fees in your jurisdiction. Skip trace. If a witness or client is missing, the paralegal may be asked to try to locate the person. File court documents. The paralegal may file pleadings or motions with the court or arrange for documents to be filed. The paralegal should make sure the court gets the original and all parties receive a copy stamped by the court. If the document is a complaint, include a check for any filing fees. Some courts require cover sheets to accompany complaint filings. Calendar control. A paralegal may log appointments, hearings, and trials in the attorney's calendar. Be very accurate. One tip. When you log a new meeting in the calendar, place a sticky note on that page alerting the attorney to the new entry. If the attorney uses a computerized calendar, place a sticky note on the attorney's computer screen with the new appointment information. This may prevent confusion later. Client communication. Don't underestimate the importance of this task. Attorneys are notoriously bad at client communication, and the paralegal can be of significant assistance in assuring positive client relations. Settlement support. If the case settles prior to going to trial, some of the provisions of the settlements may need monitoring. For example, if the settlement involves periodic payments, a paralegal should calendar the payment dates and communicate with the party to ensure that payment has been sent or, in some circumstances, received. The trial stage of litigation. The trial stage starts at the opening statement and ends with the verdict by the jury. Client support. As the trial begins, the client will likely be nervous. It will help to ease a client's concerns if he has an open channel of communications to the attorney. A paralegal can help by answering questions and/or getting answers from the attorney. Draft motions. While most motions are drafted and filed during the pretrial stage, it is possible that additional motions will be made during the trial. Arrange subpoenas. Most witnesses will be identified and subpoenaed during the pretrial stage. Sometimes a rebuttal witness who is not on the original witness list will need to be subpoenaed during the trial, but this situation is the exception rather than the rule. Legal research. During the trial, an attorney may need a legal matter or procedural issue researched. When this occurs, it is a priority. Be thorough and prompt. Coordinate witnesses. Make sure that all of the witnesses have been subpoenaed and call each witness the day before their anticipated testimony. Make sure that the attorney has witness questions in the trial notebook. Prepare evidence and exhibits. If evidence is to be presented as an exhibit at trial, copies must be made and each copy and original appropriately labeled. Maintain client file. Especially during the trial, keep the client's file in order. The post-trial stage of litigation. The post-trial stage begins after the verdict is returned. This stage includes the appellate process. Interview client. Some attorneys want the client interviewed after the trial to determine his or her level of satisfaction with the attorney's representation. The interview is a good time to arrange the return of client documents and evidence. Interview jurors. It is becoming more common for attorneys to want jurors interviewed after a trial. The attorney wants to know the most and least effective presentations for each side and general attitudes about the trial presentation. A paralegal is often asked to conduct these interviews. Draft notices. If a party intends to appeal, a notice to appeal must be filed within a specific period of time, usually 10 days, and sent to both the court and all the parties. A paralegal may prepare a notice of appeal for review by the attorney. Draft briefs. If the attorney or either party chooses to appeal, appellate briefs will be filed. A paralegal may be expected to prepare drafts of these briefs. Transmit record. If your client appeals, your firm will have a limited amount of time, usually 30 days, to transmit the trial court record to the appellate court. A paralegal is often responsible for this very important task. Legal research. A paralegal may conduct legal research related to issues on appeal. Draft oral presentations. An attorney may make an oral argument before the Court of Appeals. The paralegal may help in the research and writing of this presentation. Maintain client file. After the trial, the attorney may want the file sanitized or purged of any notes or work product prior to being archived. Most states have a minimum amount of time that a file must be retained, usually 5 to 7 years. Also, as mentioned above, any original documents or exhibits should be returned to the owners. Calendar control. Dates related to an appeal should be carefully calendared.